My name is Gabriel Salyers. Welcome to the first episode of my new podcast, Backstory Broadcast, where we learn about the past of the people that I know. Now, without further ado, let's go back in time. 3, 2, 1. On today's episode, we're going to interview a man who's my biggest role model and someone who I have great respect for. Despite already owning a restaurant, he still finds time to support me in baseball, whether it be waking up early to drive 30 minutes to over an hour just to play 2 games of baseball, drive back, and do it again the next day. He is always available. Despite all the struggles that comes with owning a restaurant, this man always finds time for me. And it's because of this that I look up to this person, who is my dad, Sean Salyers. Now, without further ado, if you're ready, and so am I, let's do this. Before we start the interview, my dad will speak on his early life growing up.
It was a good life. I mean, we didn't have a lot of money, and my grandparents raised me because my mother passed away. We didn't have a lot, but we had more than a lot of my friends. We grew up like in a working class neighborhood, and it was a decent life.
My first questions mainly involved his life in the Army, college, and high school.
What was high school like for you?
High school, I wasn't a very good student. I played football, played baseball, I ran track. I was considered myself smarter than most kids, but I wasn't a very hard worker. I was very social. I ended up not playing football my last year work, and then I ended up dropping out right after that. And I went back and finished in a couple of years so I could join the Army.
My dad played sports in high school. When asked what one positive effect these sports had on him was, he said this.
It taught me about hard work and about teamwork. It kept me busy, kept me out of trouble. Those were the main things.
After asking what one thing sports did for him, I asked what coaches had a big impact on him. He replied with this.
I had Coach Looper, Coach Fisher, Coach Blaine. All of them were Coach Salazar, my baseball coach. The other guys were football coaches. They're just really good guys that, they did have a positive effect. I remember them being there throughout, the years.
My dad told me he made many mistakes in high school. But when asked what one specific choice he regrets the most, he told me this.
I could have been a better student, I guess, when I was in high school, but I made up for it when I got older. I've thought about things I would have done different, but if I did something different, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I wouldn't have you and your sister. I would have maybe been with your mother. So I wouldn't want to change too much because I wouldn't want to change those things.
When asked what the hardest period of his life was, all he had to say was this.
Probably growing up. That was the hardest period.
Before going to college, my dad decided to go to the Army. When I asked about his time in the Army, he had this to say to me.
It was fun. I mean, it was I always say it was the hardest thing I ever did, but I'm glad I did it. It was very challenging. I did a lot of things I didn't know I could do. I became, helped develop me as a person, as a leader. And I met a really, really good friends and, had some really good times and, it helped make me who I am today.
My dad said he made many friends in the Army. But I asked about his most memorable friends. He told me this.
My best friends in the Army were Mike Gilman and Mitch Hollis.
After asking my dad about his most memorable experience in the Army, he told me about the time he witnessed a meteor shower with night vision goggles on.
A lot of big memories from the Army. A lot of crazy stuff happened. But I think the coolest memory I ever had was there was a meteor shower one night, and I was driving an M113 tank with night vision goggles on, and the meteor shower, if you don't have goggles on, was just like, you know, meteor every few seconds. But with the goggles on, it was like it was raining meteors. There was just like hundreds of them in the sky, and I'd never seen anything like that before. It's like one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
My dad was a waiter before and after joining the Army. When I asked what he thought of his job as a waiter, he said this.
It's a good job for a young person. It's very stressful, but it's the one thing I like about it. A manager once told me you can make your own raises. So it kind of taught me to, like, you know, if I need money, more money, I work harder and, like, you know, like get, be better at it. If I want to take, you know, want to relax one day and take some time off and do something else, I could, or I could just not, you know, it taught me that, kind of made me an entrepreneur in the long run.
When I asked my dad about his time in college, he told me many things, such as having Vince Young in one of his classes and managing an autograph from him and later on Colt McCoy. However, overall, he had this about college.
Well, college was, I mean, I had already gotten out of the Army, so I was older than most of the college kids there. I was about, like, you know, only maybe like 4 or 5 years older than them, but that's still like at that time, that's a big difference. I'd already been through the Army, you know, so it was more about like just kind of getting through it and kind of checking the box and doing what I needed to do versus like a life-changing experience.
When I asked my dad how he met my mom, he explained to me that they actually went to high school together. In high school, my dad wasn't very popular, but my mom was a cheerleader. He explained that the main reason they ended up together happened during my dad's time in college.
I was playing poker with your uncle Zach, and, you know, we played poker all the time, and I was telling him I was from Corpus Christi, and he's like, yeah, I have family from Corpus, and he's like, I went to Ray, like my cousin went to Ray, and it ended up being your mom. I was like, oh yeah, I know Jill Prado, and we, you know, we ended up like meeting, like, you know, she came into town, and he like told, you know, he kind of arranged for us to like hang out together, and then we've been together ever since.
My dad lived in Corpus Christi for almost his whole life, only living elsewhere due to college and the Army. He ended up moving to Houston, however. When I asked my dad why, he had this to say.
Your mother was here, and so she was already established here, and so after college, I ended up just staying here. That's where she was.
My parents gave birth to me in 2008, the same year as Hurricane Ike. When I asked him about his experience during Hurricane Ike, he told me this.
Well, Ike was in 2008, and September, you guys were born in June. So as it was, we hadn't had a lot of sleep because we had two newborn twins. And so when the hurricane hit, it was, we slept through most of it because for the first time, the baby monitor went out with the power. So we didn't hear you guys crying. So the next day we woke up and the hurricane had hit and the house was fine, but a tree fell in our neighbor's garage and, the whole city was like, had no electricity, no, everything was like trees down all over the place. So your mom went and stayed up in College Station with you guys for about a week and a half. And I like stayed home and just helped cut trees down, help my neighbors and, you know, just hung out and, you know, for about a week and a half with no power.
That is all from my father's past. It can be seen that my father had a rough upbringing, but through his own perseverance, he managed to open his own restaurant and have a good family. That is one of the many reasons I respect him. Me and my father continued to talk for about 5 more minutes following this, but most of those questions did not involve his past, so I will not include those here. That is all for this episode of Backstory Broadcast. Join us next week as I interview my mother. Now, as always, remember, there are no average Joes.